We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protected by Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. Eric Hagman on the home of the Pirates and Pitt Panthers, KDKA-FM.
Thank you, Eric. One of our favorite times of the week. Time to talk to our friend Bob Walk, brought to you by Xfinity, America's best internet service provider, according to speedtest.net. Bob, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Sorry I'm a day late. I'm just getting too old for this, I guess. I can't.
Come on, Bob. We got to be more of a priority for you than this. You know that.
I even took the phone out in the backyard, said it with me, but... there's certain settings on the phone that you have to make sure they're in the right place for it to actually ring, and sometimes I'm not good at that. So, who knows? Like I said, the new technology has passed me up, and I'm getting where I can't even work a phone now.
Bob, I'm wondering if you can come back and pitch for this club, because I'm thinking they could use you a little bit. This is hard for me to watch, especially with Musgrove and Williams, two guys that, you know, I was so excited going into the season for them. And it isn't working out. How can you be so good and then so bad?
I don't know. I really don't understand it. I mean, you guys know from talking to me at the beginning of the year and even before the season that I was, I was a big booster that we were going to have a good year, strictly because I thought the pitching staff was going to be strong. Looking at what they did last season, going into this year, Tyone looked like an ace type guy that you could maybe even. Was going to accumulate some Cy Young Award votes for this year, and you couldn't see into the future knowing that he was going to have the Tommy John problem again. That was a huge blow to everybody. And then a lot of other guys, there's been a few little health issues going on, but nothing too serious, but it's just been the lack of performance, for a better word. And I don't know how to explain it. Guys some of them they'll be like Musgrove, for instance. The game before last night, he pitched great. And then last night, there just wasn't nothing there. And I don't get it. What's going on? I know that we're facing a pretty hot team right now as far as the hitting goes. I mean, the Nationals knocked the cover off the ball, but the bullpen came in and shut them out for 8 innings 2 nights ago. So, maybe they aren't as intimidating as you would think with the bats. So. I have no answers. We're not hitting, like we were early in the year. The hitting's been turned off. Defensively, we haven't been all that great all season, and that's still problems occasionally. A couple errors again last night. There's no phase of the game right now that we're playing well that I can point to and say, okay, well, here's something we're doing well. There's just nothing right now.
Bob, last night Joe Starkey asked Clint, respectfully, are you concerned about your job? Because when you go through this kind of a stretch, it's normal to ask that question. As a player, do you pay attention to that, to the possibility there could be changes? Or are you so concerned about your own situation that you don't even pay attention to it?
If you feel you're pretty solid on the team, and in the major leagues, and that your situation is not going to change, then you have a much better appreciation for things that are going on around you, like maybe management changes and stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, it's right there. You in the old days, you would read the newspaper and see it, and nowadays there's social media and all that kind of thing. So you can't really ignore it. But now, if you're one of the guys that maybe is the reason there's going to be a managing change, you're also worried about yourself more than anything else, because it's your livelihood. And, if you're seen as a reason that the team is playing poorly, then you might not be here very long. So there's guys that are in that boat also, and they got to worry about themselves and get things figured out of, what am I going to do to be part of the solution here instead of part of the problem? So to answer your question, it depends on who you are and what your situation is. whether you're really aware of what's going on around you or not.
Bob, I think it's 8-29 now since the All-Star break, and it seems like every other night it's a blowout loss. Can you remember from your career ever going through anything that approached this? And I just wonder what the dynamic is like for them coming into that clubhouse every day.
Yeah, it's I was a part of some bad teams. I don't think that I was ever a part of teams that were getting beat as badly as this club is on, you know, certain nights. You know, it's getting to be where it's not uncommon, at least one game of a series where, you know, the other team is going to have you down by an amount to where you're saying, well, this one is over, and you're saying it very early. You know, we've had to use, you know, three times now a position player pitching. Osuna's been out there, twice in a couple of weeks now, having pitched. It's not pretty. It can't be. I know that, you know, everybody is going to, you know, say the good things and all that right now, but it can't be a lot of fun just to be sitting around in that clubhouse. I personally don't. I'm trying to stay out of there as much as I can, so I couldn't really tell you what it's like down there right now. But from my playing days, it can be a little tense and. You know, some guys might get on other guys' nerves, things like that. When you get in these losing streaks like this where you can't get it turned around, and then, of course, you mix in some players that, you know, are playing for their livelihoods that aren't doing well, and those are the guys that, you know, are going to be a little, you know, chippy and maybe in a bad mood, and you want to stay away from them. So it can be a bad situation in the clubhouse, but this particular one, you know, I don't know. Right now, there's a lot of stuff, as you guys know, been going on down there, and I've been trying, unless I have business, just kind of stay out of there right now, and you know, let the players be by themselves and have some privacy.
Speaking of blowouts, Bob, Aaron Boone the other day. Yankees don't lose a whole lot, but they lost the game 19-5, and Boone, in all seriousness, suggested that Major League Baseball might want to consider a mercy rule. And at least one other manager I saw out there didn't dismiss the idea out of hand. Ron and I hate it. What do you think of that idea?
Well, I think it's ridiculous. You know, I mean, go ahead and extend this. You know, some people will even like point at us, but like a team like Baltimore, maybe they should have called the end of their season a month ago. You know, because of mercy rule, because of they're going to, you know, end up losing 120 games or something like that. So you got to play it out, whether it's the season or whether it's the game. You signed up for nine innings, you signed up for 162 games, you know, whatever. You're getting your brains beat out. It doesn't make any difference. I mean, there's so many things that have changed in this game that I absolutely can't stand, and that would just be another one.
I like that.
Bob, you know, how much does Tyone's injury and now Archer's injury complicate things? I knew Tyone probably wasn't going to be back at least for the first couple months of next season. Now to know that he's not going to be back at all, who knows what's up with Archer and his arm? They're saying at least initially it doesn't look to be serious. I just don't know where the pitching is going to come from next year based on what I've seen this year.
Well, you're going to have to add from out of the organization. You know, you're going to have to go out and, you know, do what they did a few years ago and hope you get lucky. You know, you got to go find somebody like an AJ Burnett. You know, I know that's easier said than done, but that's what you have to do. You got to go out there and maybe you bring in a bunch of those guys so that maybe, you know, one of them will click. But I don't think you could go in next year unless you just want to say, okay, we're going to have a rebuilding here. I could see that right now, without Tyone in that rotation and with everybody pitching kind of like they are right now, if you started the year with the same players, you're probably going to get the same result.
Bob, it stood out to me just a moment ago when you said there's so many things that I can't stand that have changed in the game, and that would be one of them. I got to ask, what can't you stand the most that's changed about baseball over the years?
Well, you're going to get me in trouble here because I'm not supposed to get on my my soapbox.
Please,
I've been reprimanded
just once.
A few times over the years. I don't know if I can put my finger on one that's the most. I do not like reviews. I don't like reviews in any sport, and for some reason, I really dislike them in baseball. I don't care about calls that somebody got wrong. It doesn't seem to bother me. I know I'm in the minority of that, but I guess that's where I would start off with the reviews. And I don't like not seeing double plays getting broke up, or hard-nosed baseball anymore seems to be out of favor. I've come to grips with that, and I'm getting older, and this is the way the game is, and we'll move on. But that doesn't mean I have to like it all the time.
Bob, we're down to about 5.5 weeks of the season. What are you looking for the rest of the year? I mean, obviously the team can't be as bad as they're playing now. It's got to be a little bit better. But what are you looking for in the last 5.5 weeks?
Our starting pitching has to get better. That's what we were just talking about. We'll feel a lot better about things if Leslie Trevor Williams gets on a little bit of a roll here in September, puts together 4 or 5 good starts. Well, then I won't feel so bad about maybe going in to next year without any big changes in the rotation. But if the rotation continues down the same road they're on right now, I think obviously what we were just talking about, that's going to be a problem for the wintertime. So what I'm looking for is try and get some really consistent starts out there. And also, I'm watching Reynolds like everybody else. I think it's a fantastic story that he came up and has done what he has. And I hope he can get hot here go on a little bit of a run and win this batting title. I think would be a great story for us right here at the end of a really tough season.
A few more minutes here with Bob Walk. And, Bob, another sort of state of the game question. I just saw something where Major League Baseball games are longer than ever this season, despite the changes that they've made to try and speed up the game a little bit without changing the very nature of it. Games are averaging something like 3 hours and 9 minutes this year, 304 in regulation over 9 innings. But to me, that's way too long. I mean, I don't know that I want to sit through anything for significantly longer than 3 hours. Do you think the games are too long? And B, if you do, what would you change?
Yeah, I think the games are probably too long. I would love to see them get the average back under 3 hours. I think that's for any sporting event to get people to sit there and watch and enjoy the game, even at one that's a leisurely type, like baseball. You can sit there and talk and have a good time with your friends, and you're not just totally having to stare at it and every second of play. So it is kind of probably a more enjoyable 3 hours than a little less tense. But yeah, I agree. The 3.9, it's getting out of hand. There's so many pitching changes nowadays. There's so many pitchers on a team. So many guys in the bullpen. It seems like when the starters are out there, things move along fairly well. But then as soon as one team and then the other gets the bullpens involved, things slow down to a snail's pace. I'm not really sure why that is, but I thought they did a great job with this. You can't have all these visits. That was getting a little ridiculous with the catcher going out every other hitter. They've made some changes, but it's kind of been little tiny things. Having the hitter not step out and mess with his batting gloves every pitch, even when he doesn't take a swing, that might help a little bit. Overall, I don't know. Better pitching, get some outs, not so many base on balls, not throw 10 pitches to everybody that walks up there. Those are some good speed-up rules. I don't know how you legislate that, but I would like to see that.
Bob, before we let you go, the Reds come to town this weekend. We remember what happened the last time. You talk about two teams that don't like each other. This was pretty blatant the last time they played. What do you expect this weekend?
I think they got it out of their system, unless something happens that probably is going to be accidental but gets taken wrong. Like I said, in our clubhouse, we've been getting our brains beat in of late, so there's some guys over there that might have some short fuses right now, and so somebody could take something wrong, an inside pitch, maybe two inside pitches in a row, or somebody stares at a home run too long. It could come back up, but as long as nothing weird and crazy happens, and everybody will just play the game of baseball, and it won't be any big deal. I've seen before that it just takes, one guy to all of a sudden take off running for the other guy's dugout. And then nobody's just going to stand there. Everybody's going to get involved. That's the way it is.
I got one more, Bob, that I just thought of. Somebody asked me this in my Post-Gazette mailbag, intergalactically read Post-Gazette mailbag. It was on the Little League World Series. The guy asked me, he said, I saw a pitcher give a kid on the opposing team a high five after the kid hit a home run off him. He said, is that weird or is it good sportsmanship? How should we view this? And Bob, this has happened from time to time in recent years where a kid will throw a home run ball and then go high five the batter. What do you think of that?
Everybody gets a trophy. That's what I think about it. Everybody loves everybody.
Walkie, we certainly love you, man. We look forward to our visits, even if you blow us off from time to time.
I don't blow it off just because I'm old and crazy. That's all it is.
Have a great day, Bob. We'll look forward to talking to you again.
All right. Hopefully I'll be answering the phone.
Oh, man, what a character.
Good stuff. Everybody gets a trophy.
I love talking to him, and he just thinks that the idea of the mercy rule, what'd he say, ridiculous.
Yes. That was a really good Bob Walk we got today. Ron, let's talk.
We got to get
football.
A real good Eric Hagman up next.
When don't we get a real good Eric?
No,
Hagman?
We got to get a real good Eric Hagman up this next up. I have a feeling it's going to be the best one of the day so far.
Then we're going to preview this game Sunday night a little bit. And what is intriguing us about preseason game number 3? There's still some battles to be won on this team. Still some players I want to know more about. Can Benny Snell make somebody
miss? Can Spencer
miss?
Make the team? Is Spencer going to make the team? Come on, get to the chase.
That's the biggest story, Eric. Would you agree,
Deontay
Spencer?
The only thing you care about is if Spencer makes the team.
They can't possibly go on without Spencer, can they? Do you think he should make the team,
Eric? He's gone off
the
deep end about this guy.
Well, I think you've asked me that every day this week.
I know,
because he's concerned about it.
I am concerned about this.
He's not going to make the team, Joe.
What'd you say? Darn it.
Nah, horse wasn't at the commands here. Yesterday, he was all over this yesterday, Ron. Remember he was seeing the keys back there?
I do.
Today, not so much, but he says there's technological difficulties. We'll talk about the game next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.